You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre, and I'm your host, Peter Trenti. Today I'm joined by Alex and Will.
Yeah, that's us, man. Cool.
Today I'll be playing songs from artists such as Japanese Breakfast, Odessa, Vincent and More. And I'm going to start off with Playing to Lose by Lemon Tree.
Stumbling home again, I always have too much. Don't know how, but I'm standing. I never can understand it. I can't keep my head on straight. I'm useless at your touch. You know just how to leave me stranded. Don't know why I even try. Your door again. I say that I'm cold just to get in. The story gets old, but it don't end.
Sorry about if you hear that annoying noise. There's a problem with the mics right now. Don't really know what's up. We're going to fix that. That was my current favorite song at the moment, probably. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I think I'd like it better if I knew how to say his name.
Yeah, the artist's name is kind of confusing.
It's some sort of French word.
They're blowing up. They're going to have some good music coming out soon. Hopefully they come out with an album this year.
I trust that you know what's going on.
They've been dropping an EP every like 6 months or something like that.
Oh, snap.
So we've been waiting for an album. Hopefully we'll get an album this year, 2017. You never know.
Cool.
Up next, we got Recover by Churches.
Oh, boy. Traverses.
Which is also a pretty good song.
No, Peter. I thought it was a bad song. I thought that's why you were playing these songs.
Oh, yeah, I play lots of bad songs.
They're all
show.
Trash.
I didn't think you liked
Tom Brady.
You can't say something like that. It's 2017.
I'm triggered.
Will, I know you are in love with Churches.
Churches, yes. Churches are a great band. Lauren Mayberry she has a great voice. I love her voice, Peter.
I actually read something about one of the other guys in the band. Like you know, she sings, but like the other
right,
guys
right. Play they play the keyboards and stuff.
That one of the guys, I don't remember which one, but one of them said that, oh, if they just made the Focus Lauren Mayberry, that like they would have sold 200,000 more copies of their latest album.
Yeah, I believe
that.
But I like that they don't do that.
I like what they do.
It's not a solo project.
They all work on it together.
Yeah, and I think, like, when artists do that, like, when they take over their band or whatever, I usually find that the music that they produce afterwards, I don't like as much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Right. Alex, hit us with the PSA.
Did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters? However, the percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has arisen from 27% to 29% in the last 2 years, and encouraging statistics show that euthanasia for shelter pets is down 10% since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you, Alex. All right, up next we have Her by Vincent. Alright, that was Her by Vincent. It's kind of more electronic than
past few songs. Yeah, it had kind of like an ambient feel, you know, like ambiance or... Yeah, it sounded like an electronic Brian Eno type song.
Yeah, Vincent does some cool remixes, but that was one of his original songs. But a lot of his songs are a lot more like hardcore dubstep, but that wasn't too bad.
I mean, I wouldn't know, Peter. Yeah. It's your area of expertise.
Not really. I try to stay away from like the too hardcore stuff. But speaking of music that's a little bit too hardcore, we're going to play Secrets by Miha. Miha dropped a new song, which doesn't happen very often. It's very exciting when she does, except they never live up to the hype. I mean, I guess some people like them, but but Miha's going to drop an EP this year. She said that. I doubt it. She never drops music.
Interesting.
I think she's playing at some music festivals in this year. Just look at music festivals. She's playing at them. I think she's playing at like
just
Moonrise.
Every music festival.
I think she's playing here. Moonrise. I think she might be playing Coachella. I don't know. She's playing a bunch of music festivals.
Cool.
But yeah, this is her new song she dropped last week. I think on like Thursday or something. I'm not 100% sure, but let's check it out. How you doing, Will?
I guess. Peter, you're starting to sound like me with your non-committal answers to how the song is.
Okay. I wasn't talking about the song. I was just, you know, talking about life.
Life is okay, Peter? Is life really okay, though?
No, it's not. Alex, can you give us a PSA?
Sure. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, all the way to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Alex. I think we have a good mix of popular music and underground stuff that no one's ever heard of before on this radio show. But this next song is kind of more popular. It's Side to Side by Ariana Grande, but it's remixed by Slushy, so you know it's not like too mainstream.
Can't be too mainstream.
Can never be too mainstream. Yeah. This also takes out the bad words of the song. Slushy's just awesome like that. I don't know. Slushy's music, I'll talk about more about Slushy after this song. All right, enjoy.
Standing over there with your body, feeling like I wanna rock with your body, and we don't gotta think about nothing. I'm coming at you, 'cause I know you got a bad reputation. Doesn't matter 'cause you give me temptation, and we don't gotta think about nothing.
All right. What do you guys think of that song?
You know what, Peter? You were telling me all about how you love Slushy. So I'm going to ask you, Peter, what do you think of all that
right,
song? All right.
So this is one of Slushy's better songs. The remix, it's a remix, so it's obviously not his song. But a lot of Slushy's songs start out pretty good, and they sound like, oh, good electronic music, and then it just goes into, like, super hardcore dubstep, and it's just, it's too much, in my opinion. I understand some people like that, but it's just too much. But he's talented, but a few of his songs I don't like as much, but that song I appreciate.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, have you ever played any other Slushy songs
in general? I don't think so on the radio.
Not on the radio? Maybe. I don't know. But that wasn't that bad.
The next song we're playing is taking a completely different direction. Whoa. We're playing The Woman That Loves You by Japanese Breakfast. It's a much different style of music. I don't know why it's called Japanese Breakfast.
That's such an interesting name.
It's a cool band name, or whatever they are. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But we can figure it out. Well, what do you think of that song? A little bit different direction?
Yeah, it was definitely different from the previous song. Even I can tell that, not knowing much about electronic music. You talk about Japanese Breakfast a lot, I think.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Well, I don't
know. I found them last week on a Friday,
but since
I haven't
then,
seen you all weekend.
No. You were talking about them for some reason, I think.
I was talking to them about
were you talking about
Friday
something else?
When I first...
Oh, yeah, you were talking about them on Friday.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you were talking about them.
Once.
Cool.
All right. We're going to listen to another PSA.
Yeah, PSAs.
Woo!
When burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Before building a fire or burning yard waste, contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Always be sure to burn responsibly because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and Smokey Bear. To learn more, visit SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you, Alex. Up next, we have Last Forever by The Naked and Famous. Enjoy.
Can we stay awake and lay the day to waste for sake? Bones hopelessly
All right, that was Last Forever by The Naked and Famous off their newish album, 6 months old now.
Newish.
Simple Forms. It's pretty good. I like the song. They also have a few other good songs on that album. I'll play them in the weeks to come.
I'm looking forward to that, Peter.
Yeah, it's going
to
be exciting.
Naked and Famous. I'm not really into the electronic music all that much, but... Naked and Famous are a band I've heard of, and I've heard some of their stuff, and though I gave it, like, it was, I had a very mixed reaction to it initially, but I do like some of their tracks.
All right. Thank you for your input, Will.
You're welcome, Peter. I know it's always appreciated.
Up next, we have Say My Name by Odessa.
Cool. That sounds like that sounds good.
What are you guys doing?
I don't know. You stopped talking, and
Alex was giving me a weird look.
I was giving Will a weird look.
I was giving Alex
next,
a weird look.
All right, up next we have Say My Name by Odessa, remixed by True Myth. I found this on Hype Machine last week. It's amazing. It's True Myth's only remix on SoundCloud. I don't know if they have actually any of their own songs, but it's a pretty good song. There's been a lot of remixes of Say My Name over the years, but this one's pretty good. Enjoy. That was Say My Name, remixed by True Myth by Odessa. Alex, can you read us a PSA, please?
I can if Will turns the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment, and that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Stop a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Alex. Up next is Nirvana by Ryder. It's not actually a Nirvana song.
That's unfortunate.
I'm sorry, Will.
Come on, Peter.
Take me to the dark side of the moon. I've been there before, but not with you. To Nirvana, I think you know what it is. You took me right to Nirvana. I meant that don't let me in. Here it feels like I can see.
All right, up next, we have probably the best song of the day.
Easily
the best song of the day, actually. We have California Dreamin' by Mamas and the Papas. This is some top quality song, some music right here.
High class.
Best record of all time.
Easily.
Hands down, not debatable.
Greatest. The goat.
This song was used in the movie Chungking Express, which is a crazy cool Hong Kong movie you should go watch. It's all in Cantonese or Mandarin or something. I'm pretty sure it's in Cantonese. But it doesn't make any sense. It's very confusing. You guys won't understand anything that's going on. Don't use the subtitles. It makes even more sense.
But it's got the song in it.
But it has the song in it for like half the movie. It's very exciting. This song's amazing. Enjoy so much. You're going to enjoy the song even more. Oh, God. I'm so excited right now.
So. My God, what a song.
I hope you guys enjoyed. Very glad I could have played that song for you. Hopefully I didn't lose too many listeners talking to you, Jordan and Neil. The next song, though, we're going to take a little bit of a different direction, jump a few decades ahead. Listen to Wake Up by Chelsea Cutler. But first, before we get around to that, we're going to have Alex do a PSA.
Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Alex. All right, up next, we have Wake Up by Chelsea Cutler. Chelsea Cutler has done songs with other artists such as Nash, Chet Porter.
Oh, I like Nash. Or at least
Kid
I like,
Waste.
I like, what's that song you played on your show?
Nash Home?
Song? No, Nash song. Something.
Something. There
I
we
like
go.
That song.
All right. Yeah, so hopefully you guys like this song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was that. Up next, we have Light by Son Hollow. Mm. But this is the Crank Dat remix. Or as he likes to say, the Crank Dat Re-Crank. I don't understand
what,
these people.
What are we about to listen to?
We're about to listen to some, I don't know, some... I don't know what I'm playing. Why do I even have a radio show, to be honest? That was a remix of Light by Han Solo, remixed by Crank Dat. That song's definitely not as good as the original song, but it's a nice mix-up from listening to the regular song all the time. I don't know. That song's doing pretty well. I think it's pretty high up on the charts. I don't know what charts or how high it is up, but cool. I saw 13
somewhere. Maybe you should do some research beforehand.
Not the remix, though, the actual song. Up next, we have Sunny by Papa Ya, remixed by Evan Gartner. I can't pronounce things.
Yeah,
Gartner.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah, it seems about
right. Yeah, enjoy the song. Found the song on SoundCloud. Not really sure
so cool.
anything about
so
it.
So cool.
Should be fun.
Shot collar got golden eyes. 'Cause hey, don't you know, it's too late.
Alright, that was the last song for today. Sorry, I don't think I announced that before. But hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was What's a Genre? I've been your host, Peter Tarenti. Next week, hopefully, we'll have some new guests, so we won't have to listen to Alex and Will.
I just read the PSA.
And that's true. It's mostly me.
And up next show, giving a little shout out to the next show, we have Will with whatever his show's called. he's going to drop some strange
some
music.
Sick beats, Peter.
I'm walking out on him.
Cool. Thanks, Peter. You're so helpful.
I hope your show goes well. Good luck.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.